Tower of Babel, Genesis 11. After the great flood, there was an age when everyone in the whole world spoke the same language, and all the people on the earth could understand each other. Now, as the tribes of people were journeying towards the east, they discovered a broad plain named Shinar. There, they decided to build a magnificent city.
"Come on,"
they shouted.
"Let's make a great name for ourselves and create the most famous city on earth."
"We'll dig the clay and make bricks. We'll bake them in the hottest ovens and use tar as mortar."
They were so confident of their skill.
"Let's build the tallest tower in the world, reaching up to the heavens."
"Our tower will soar through the clouds and become a gateway to heaven."
So they all gathered together in one place and began building. God decided to pay their city a visit.
"Look at them there,"
he said.
"All these people building their tower. Before long, they will think they can do anything. Nothing will ever seem impossible for these people."
So God came among them, saying,
"I will confuse their speech. From now on, they will not speak one language, but many."
There was chaos. Suddenly, the tower builders could not understand a word they were saying to each other. They ran to and fro, shouting wildly and waving their hands. They were utterly bewildered, stumbling, and afraid. God scattered them far and wide. They were forced to abandon all their great plans. The building was left unfinished forever, and the place became known as the Tower of Confusion, or Babel. It became famous, not as the tallest tower in the world, but as the place where the people of the earth were scattered in fear and turmoil.